Now, also this week, scientists at the University of Oxford have discovered that the bacteria that cause meningitis, or at least one of the strains of bacteria that can cause meningitis, are also masters of disguise. And that's because these bacteria have learned to camouflage themselves so that they resemble our own cells, so the immune system finds it much more difficult to spot them. Now, meningitis is universally fatal if you have the bacterial form, if it's untreated, and it occurs when the lining of the or the tissues around the brain, called the meninges, get infected with particular strains of bacteria. And in the case we're talking about here, a strain of bacteria called Neisseria meningitidis group B. And Professor Susan Lee is a researcher at Oxford University who's got a paper in the journal Nature this week explaining how these bacteria do this and manage to hide themselves. Susan, how do they disguise themselves?
Hi, Chris. Well, the work really came from a problem that was brought to us by Professor Chris Tang at the University Imperial College. And he'd been working with meningitis for many years, looking at the bacteria and trying to understand them in more detail to try and generate therapeutics. And they'd noticed a couple of years ago that the bacteria somehow managed to mask themselves as human cells by coating themselves in a protein that circulates in our own blood called factor H. And this protein is a very important part of how we regulate our own immune response, in that we've got one arm of our immune system which essentially seeks to destroy anything it comes in contact with in the blood. And to protect all our cells, we develop a series of sugars on our cells that then bind this protein called factor H, which turns off this part of the immune system.
So how do the Neisseria meningitidis bacteria exploit that?
Well, Neisseria can't make the same sugars that we can make. They don't have the machinery to make those sorts of chemicals. And so instead, the Neisseria has chosen a different route and manufactures another protein, and instead uses this protein essentially to seek out and bind to factor H, to coat the surface of the bacterium in the factor H in the way our own cells are done, but by a very different sort of chemistry underlying the interaction.
And so your work has been to discover the structure of that protein, to work out how the bacteria grab this protective, this disguise, factor H from the blood, and then decorate themselves with it.
Absolutely. We've worked with Chris to generate the structure of an actual complex between the protein from the bacteria and the protein from our cells. And in doing this, it allows us to see how the bacteria uses the chemistry of proteins to mimic the chemistry of sugars that we have on our cells. The interactions are actually very similar. Some years ago, we looked at the structure of sugars binding to factor H, and we now see that the structure of this protein binding to factor H mimics the same sorts of interactions, but using protein-based chemistry rather than sugar chemistry.
And how, now that you've got that structure, will this help us to get a vaccine? Because we've had a vaccine for the A strain of meningitis for a long time, and that's helped in places like Africa. We've had the vaccine for strain C, which has made a dramatic difference for young people, especially people going to university. B has always been the big problem. 90% of meningitis cases in Britain are down to group B. How is this going to help us get a vaccine against this now?
Well, essentially, the protein that we've done the structure of is actually one of the components of the vaccines by both Novartis and Wyeth that are currently in phase 3 clinical trials and are really looking quite promising. But we think, from looking at our structure, we predict that by altering a very small part of the protein, we can make a protein which will no longer bind factor H. And we suspect that this will make a much better vaccine, because it won't be have a large part of its surface covered up by factor H. Because when you immunize somebody with the current versions of the vaccine trials that are going on, in fact, much of the bacterial protein will be hidden from the immune system because it will be bound to factor H. And you therefore won't get as good an immune response against it as you might otherwise get. And so we've made versions of this protein now that are 98%, more than 98, 99% identical to the natural form, but they no longer combine factor H. And so we think that these will be much better candidates for targets in the vaccine.
Brilliant. Thank you very much. That was Professor Susan Lee from Oxford University. She's got a paper explaining that work in the journal Nature this week about how Neisseria meningitidis, one of the leading causes of bacterial meningitis in Britain, actually disguises itself using something it robs from our own bloodstream.
Keeping you abreast of the world's best science, The Naked Scientists.